This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
It's Real Ghost Stories Online Live with Tony Bruschi, Carol Hughes, and Todd Michaels, featuring real ghost stories from real people. Call in now to share your real ghost story live. This is Real Ghost Stories Online Live.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Real Ghost Stories Online Live. Love to hear your real ghost stories. The phone number is 855-853-4802 to call in and share your real ghost story with us. You can write in on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. It is a live edition of the program. And with that, we have Todd and we have Carol and a very special appearance today by Kathy.
Hello.
Flew in from Oregon just to be on tonight's program, and then she'll be leaving in the morning because, of course, she couldn't do this from her house.
That's right.
Just the only from Carol's studio exclusively.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. That's the only way it works.
Vicks Break and More studio. We're going to start getting all of our studios sponsored by local gas stations. So you're the you have the Vicks Breaks and More Carol Hughes studio.
Oh, I like that.
I hope you're proud of that. You have to say it every time you open the mic, just so you know. Three times in a row and the tagline.
Vicks Break and More.
Vicks Breaks and More. Yep.
And what's my tagline?
It's your breaks and more needs. Okay,
and fast, friendly service from a name you can trust.
Dang, I'm writing a fast, friendly service.
From a name you can trust with more happy, satisfied customers than any other break, service, and mortuary business. In the Southern Valley.
Okay, what can we...
With a better mix of music for your workday.
From the 80s, 90s, and now.
Beyond. I want to say and beyond.
Okay, you can.
So, why are we still saying 80s and 90s? Or what? I don't even get...
That's why I'm adding and beyond. Because I don't even really know what that means. I could go in that direction.
Anyway.
So throw it to me, and we'll see how this goes.
Okay. All right. Well, Kathy, you don't know if you know this, but we start every show now with a song and a prayer.
Okay. We're going to think about this.
Okay. We're going to, it's Todd's night to do the song. Because you look like you're kind of in like the interior of a Catholic church. So it's going to be like a, I don't remember. I went to a Catholic church a few times. My dad was Catholic, but I never understood why does the priest sing? Why does he have to sing? He's not a good,
It's not a sing. It's a chant.
It's a chant. Okay.
It's a chant. And it's easy to do. You just go,
isn't there like there's words and stuff?
There are words.
But is there a melody you have to go by, or is it just whatever kind of monotone as long as we can make this work until I run out of breath and have to say the next thing type deal?
There is that, and it's funny if you read the music, it does have music at the first, and then when they decide they want to add the prayers into it, and then they just keep going like there's a monotone, and then we pray for the Father and the Holy Spirit, and then blah 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 blah.
I was really kind of hoping like they'd turn into like the Micro Machines commercial guy in the 80s when I was going, when he'd be doing, he was like an auctioneer, so it was
Yeah. If you listen carefully next time you go to a Catholic service,
which we all do very regularly. Yeah.
Next week.
She's a brick.
She's a brick house.
You just got to listen carefully for that.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's no one left because I've been blasted and masted too long. And even my mama thinks that my mind is gone, but I never crossed.
That was good.
That was really good.
I don't know.
Gangster's Paradise. That's. We've been spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise. It'd be hard to do that in the monotone when you know the actual melody.
It would be better if it was a Catholic choir doing that, like with the big sound. The gangster's paradise. Yes.
Because they used to come out on stage when they would do that.
Yep.
On certain like shows. R.I.P. Coolio.
Or would it be better at like Church of Rock services where they've got the whole band and the light show and everything?
I really don't like
Church of Rock, but it sounds like it could be a thing.
You don't like that at all?
Me? No, I don't. I mean, and it's weird, you know, I got into, you know, the world of music is my career because I loved radio. I loved listening to music and all that. I my idea of hell would be locked in a room with Christian rock played over and over and over. And I nothing against it. I mean, it's not like, it, you know, it's like not like a lightning striking when I walk into a church, but I am diametrically opposed to Christian rock. I just don't like it. My skin starts to boil. I start to shake. No, but I don't know. It's just not my style of music.
It's not like a human thing, really.
I just don't get into it. I don't know. I don't like it. If I do attend a church service where there is all that for like the first 30 minutes, I'm like, come on, let's just get to the message here. Let's see if the speech is good or the sermon is good and all that. I'd rather do that than the song and all that. But I get some people really get it. That's their thing and they really like it. So more power to you. Just not my thing. That's all.
How do you feel?
I was going to say, I always want to get to the communion because usually by that time you're a little hungry. So it's a little something to snack on, you know?
I always wanted to buy the wafers. Like,
I'm
like, where can you get these wafers outside of church? And then I was like, could you go to the pastor and be like, could you order a couple extras and I'll give you, like, I'll buy them from you? You know, can I get a little extra body, you know?
a little extra flesh.
A little extra great. Body. Thanks. And yeah. And then he's like starting to like deal you that little extra blood under the table. And it's like, well, no, it's not. And that would be an interesting case right there because you'd have to believe you were doing something wrong. And if you believed it was blood, then he was not selling you liquor.
Because you really thought it was blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Buying you that Mogan David.
I really thought I was drinking blood.
It kind of tastes like it. It's really not the greatest wine in the world. And who knows? You never really know what you're getting. Well, I'm glad we settled all that and we are now aware of these little factoids. Let's go to our first phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost story with us. Let's listen to this one.
Hi, my name is Chez, and this is my experience with the paranormal. My experiences with the paranormal have been quite freaky, to say the least. It all started when I met my friend Aaron in Grace Lake, Illinois. I went to his house when I was a young kid, maybe around like 11 or 12. And the first thing that gave me the creepy vibe in his house was a picture of his dead grandmother. I felt like this photo of her was just staring into my soul. All of my paranormal encounters happened at his house. My first encounter was when we decided it would be fun to have me, him, and three other guys, like our close friends, lay down in his basement and tried to like lucid dream together. We thought it would be cool to have like spiritual dreams if we all lucid
dream. That's a good question.
At the same time, I think about three
whose idea?
We all woke up to a cell phone ringing. We all checked our phones. Like, we didn't receive any incoming calls. The sound of the phone was still ringing in the same room we were in. It was in the basement. In a room in the basement. Get up and look for the source of the noise. And I opened the drawer and that was in the room, the same room. I opened the drawer and I found a cell phone. It was lit up with a white screen, just a blank white screen. I thought it was weird because it was like an old cell phone, not a flip phone, but yeah, it was like an old small cell phone. It was still ringing. And so I turned it over to try to find the SIM card, but I saw there's no battery in it and it was still ringing as I was holding it. So I threw it back in the drawer and we all ran out of that room. Fast forward about like 5 years, I was living at his house, the same, as a roommate, the same friend, Aaron, at his house in Illinois, because my parents moved to California and I wanted to stay there and finish my last year of high school there. So one night I went out in the weekend and came home around like 3 a.m. to his house. And there is a side door that goes to the garage. And then it goes to the garage into the house. And right as I walked up to that side door outside, I heard a woman laughing. But it almost sounded like the stereotypical witch laugh, you know, that everyone knows about. And I immediately said, nope, back to my car. Drove to my old house that I used to live in down the road and just slept there for the rest of the night until the sun came up. My friend Aaron, he knows about the house. He knows that it's haunted and he had the place blessed by a priest before selling the house, and he doesn't live there anymore. And his dad knew about it too. And he said, yeah, we'll get it blessed. I just hope the new owners know that that house is haunted. Maybe I'll try to contact the new owners and update you guys sometime this month or next month if I'm featured on this podcast. But yeah, that's my paranormal experiences. Just share your thoughts. If I'm featured on this podcast, great. I would love to hear what you guys have to say about this. All right. Thanks. Bye.
I would guess you may not want to go up to them and say, hey, your house is haunted. I know all about it. And I know who sold it to you. And they thought it was haunted, too. And that might cause a little rift in the whole thing.
Well, I got to go back to the whole what young guys get together for lucid dreaming or something, like whatever he called that. I've never heard of that before.
He did say lucid dreaming, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. So.
It seems like something with hallucinogenic drugs would be involved in that.
Is that what was going on? Is that what the kids are calling it?
I don't know, but I've never heard of, like, let's all try to tune our brains in so closely together that we dream together. Is that the whole concept?
I don't know, because I've never heard of lucid dreaming on a like a group type thing.
Yeah, me either.
I thought there's more of just like kind of an individual state. I don't get why somebody, like, they thought, well, if we're all doing this together, I have no idea.
No, I thought that was
okay.
Strange.
I'm just a little bit wondering if this is really haunted. Like, I'm just gonna go out there because, like, as I think about it, there's a picture that creeped him out. Mm-hmm. But we all have pictures that creep us out.
We all
right?
have dead grandparents'
There's
pictures in
a
our houses.
Phone that seems to be ringing. But yeah, could that not be some sort of prop that one of the kids put in there and somehow...
Or just a malfunctioning phone.
And then there was a weird laugh. Once again, could it be that somebody just had a weird Halloween little tape that
or
they played?
Could somebody have been like sitting outside their house and they came up and it was like one of their girlfriends going...
Right. I'm just like, I don't know that I'm feeling a complete like haunting here.
But I get, you know, you see a picture and you get a creepy feeling
right.
from it.
I get
but that doesn't mean it's haunted.
A series of coincidences that all made the atmosphere what it was, but maybe not have any one of those truly be a haunting anything. Yeah. But collectively, it makes you feel like it is.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. I'm just wondering, was there more to this, or were these really the three things that happened?
And I could see if a cell phone that starts ringing without a battery, that could freak me out. I think I don't know if I'd run out of the house or throw the damn phone out of the house, but I mean, that would creep you out. I get that.
It's always fun when you have the toys that operate on their own. That's always enjoyable.
Anytime you get that story of a doll that's talking and then she doesn't have batteries in.
We had a, it was one of those puzzle type things where you put like the different vehicles in and it makes the sound of the vehicle. One of them was a fire engine. And Harper's, you know, a baby basically. And it's in her toy chest. And it would go off by itself in the toy chest, and it was very weird when it would go off, and I could never quite figure it out, but it would seem to be a lot of times when I was going into the room. And it's in a dark toy chest. I don't know how it would be activated. It was on the other side. It wasn't like it was being bumped or motion. I figured it out. Flipping on a light switch on the wall activated some sort of energy through the atmosphere that triggered its magnetic whatever in it that then did that every time I did the light switch. So it was essentially, the grounding type thing.
You don't think it was like just a regular run-of-the-mill haunting?
No, because I could replicate it when I flipped the switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's just like with this story. I'm just not so sure that maybe there isn't some sort of valid reason about this phone, or even that it was a gag phone that kids were doing, to the other kid. The other two things I'm not convinced are haunting things.
I would like to hear more. Like if there's more stories of what that house held, then I would want to know that. But as you said, Kathy, just those few things, it's kind of hard to say, this place is definitely haunted.
Yeah.
Although again, I might try lucid dreaming later tonight. So I'll let you know how that goes next week.
I would invite some friends over.
What the hell? Your teenage boys. I mean, think of all the trouble you could get into as teenage boys.
Let's go.
Hey guys, you want to come over tonight? We'll do some lucid dreaming.
I mean, have a Zima.
That's right.
With grenadine in it.
Well, I'll go to the basement. Lay on the whole floor.
So how are they positioned? Are they all in their own beds? Are their heads together like in like a circle, like a Y shape on the floor?
I've always done it. I don't know how
back
you guys
in our day. I mean, we're older, but still.
How do you think you'd do it?
It's like, what's going on here? And then when mom comes down, like, you guys want some popsicles? I just got back from the grocery. I got back from the Piggly Wiggly. I got some Jell-O pudding pops up here. You're all lucid dreaming. Oh, okay.
It looks like
your friend Jimmy over there is really enjoying his lucid dreams.
Is that what we're calling it these
days? That's not pudding pop on his shorts.
16 minutes in, ladies and gentlemen, and Tony's off.
Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.